This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs Police on the lookout for a victim hit by a car yesterday. Police called to the area of Airport Road and Crestline Drive just before 6:30 last night on the report of a hit and run. The vehicle reportedly drove a little bit further down Airport, hitting a pedestrian at the intersection of Sand Creek Drive and Airport. That pedestrian assumed to have injuries sustained in the accident but ran from the scene. The driver was stopped by a local Good Samaritan before police could arrive on scene. Police eventually arrested him on DUI charges. Please ask for the person who was hit or if they have any information about who that person is to call the CSPD non-emergency line at 444-7000. Colorado Springs Police also believe alcohol may have led to a woman in the wrong direction of Academy Boulevard over the weekend. Shelly Clark taken into custody near South Academy and B Street early yesterday. Police say that Clark was evaluated for alcohol around 9 o'clock Saturday night after a crash involving her, but she was later released following a negative test result. A fire truck saw Clark's vehicle traveling the wrong way around 3 o'clock yesterday, but she initially refused to stop for police. She's been cited for suspicion of DUI. Colorado Springs Fire Department says 8 people were forced from their apartments over the weekend following a fire. Crews called to an apartment building on Woodland Hills Drive on Saturday night after smoke was reported. Brandon Garner is among those displaced and said nothing could prepare them for the experience or the kindness from others that came after.
It's traumatic. I mean, everybody thinks they know what to do until it's actually happening.
Firefighters were able to gain control of that fire quickly, limiting the damage to just 2 units. Someone in a nearby apartment reportedly had an asthma attack due to the smoke. No other injuries were reported. Spring cleaning may help mitigate some fire risks, and with the first day of spring upon us, now's the perfect time to get started. Fire experts recommend tree pruning and bush trimming early, ideally before the leaves begin to set in. They also say the move is for the health of your plants as well as the safety of your home. Drew Maurer with the Manitou Springs Fire Department said that seemingly harmless shrubbery can also present a significant issue.
So a lot of those bushes can put out a lot of that radiant heat that'll just slowly heat up the sides of a house or slowly kick off fire embers, and those are the real dangers.
They also recommend zero scaping in order to create a barrier of soil, rocks, or mulch that'll sit between your home or any potential fuels. Well, it was a big honor for a man who helped end a deadly mass shooting in Colorado Springs. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has more.
Richard Fierro received the Life-Saving Military Hero of the Year Award, given by the Red Cross to those who respond to an emergency while off duty. The Army veteran was at Club Q in Colorado Springs in November when a gunman opened fire in the club, killing 5 people.
Everyone in there that night was a hero. We're all the same.
Authorities say the death toll would have been much higher if Fierro and 2 others had not tackled the gunman. The boyfriend of Fierro's daughter was one of the people killed. Fierro calls it an honor to be recognized, but he wants lawmakers and the American people to come together to tackle gun violence.
That was ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A bill that could help thousands of Colorado families keep their credit scores up, now making its way through the state Senate. If passed, House Bill 1126 would limit the effect medical debt could have on people's credit. The bill, based on the idea that medical debt shouldn't hold people back from accessing important necessities like housing or a car, especially since medical debt can be an unexpected expense. While some argue that it could incentivize people for not paying that debt back, the bill's sponsor, Tony Exum of Colorado Springs, believes it'll actually do the opposite. Bills like this will help get people back on their feet.
Medical debt is not a measure of a person's credit worthiness. And when it gets included in their credit report, it prevents them from getting the things that they need to get better and deal with everyday life, and also deal with the medical debt.
Exum says that about 1 in 8 Coloradans have medical debt, which impacts marginalized communities at a significantly higher rate. And police in Arvada searching for suspects after a boy with a toy gun was shot from a passing vehicle. Police say the boy was shot in the 200 block of South Tucson Circle on Friday. The boy was wounded in the leg and is expected to recover. Investigators looking for a white Subaru hatchback or sedan that had 3 suspects inside at the time of that shooting.
Nice start to the day. Temperatures staying a few degrees above average. There are plenty of clouds out there. Winds are calm, so you might need an extra layer out the door, but it's not too shabby. We warm up nicely today. 56 the high in the spring, 62 over in Pueblo. This is the start of a gradual warming trend. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.